The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
The distance between you and everything you want in retirement is the amount of action you take while you're still in active workforce. Hello, good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to another Moment of Learning, the retirement episode of Stockwatch on Radio. I'm super excited to be here this Thursday morning. It's the last day in the month of March, and I'm sure you're very excited too. I'm your regular host, Ruth Ibikunle. Let's do a quick market recap before I introduce our guest for today. The Nigerian stock market on Wednesday closed on a positive note, occasioned by 1.45% growth in MTN Nigeria. The all-share index appreciated by 0.13% to close at 46,904.48 points from the previous close of 46,843.09 points. Investors gained 33 billion naira as the market capitalization grew by 0.13% to close at 25,279 trillion naira from the previous close of 25,246 trillion naira. An aggregate of 201 million units of shares were traded in 4,017 deals, valued at 2.62 billion naira. The market bright closed negative as 16 equities emerged as gainers against 17 equities that declined in their share prices. Cornerstone Insurance and Ikeja Hotels led the gainers to 10% growth, closing at 66 kobo and 1 naira 32 kobo, respectively. Eternal and Mayor PLC among other gainers also grew their share prices by 9.82% and 9.09%, respectively. Cadbury led other price decliners, shedding 6.67% of its share price to close at 8 naira 40 kobo from the previous close of 9 naira. Japo Gold and PZ among other price decliners also shed their share prices by 5.88% and 5.36%, respectively. We have to go on a quick commercial break now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Your tomorrow is taken care of with African Alliance Insurance PLC.
African Alliance.
Inspiring dreams and putting smiles on your faces.
Oh, oh.
With our children education plan,
education plan,
and our money appreciation plan,
appreciation plan.
Our Esusu and Takafu plans are designed for the best of you.
Since 1960, African Alliance Insurance PLC has supported families and businesses across generations. With over 18 branches nationwide and a strong retail team aided by technology, we have the network to support your dreams and make them come true. So come join our happy family of policyholders. Visit www.africanallianceplc.com to get started today or call 080-6630-9476 and 080-6632-5672. African Alliance Insurance PLC.
With you for life.
Welcome back, and thank you for staying tuned. I have an amazing retiree in the house today who will be sharing his experience with us. What's special about today's guest is that he's an action taker. Hello, good morning, sir. It's great to have you on this program today.
Thanks so much for the opportunity to be on the program.
All right, sir, let us meet you.
Well, my name is Shola Sholanke, a retired deputy director, public affairs, Voice of Nigeria.
Okay, briefly tell us about your days in employment.
I joined broadcasting in 1987, shortly after my youth call, the OGTV. That was 1987, November. And I was in OGTV till about 1995, when I veered out into advertising. Advertising productions, producing jingles, documentary, and packaging events. Later moved into outdoor because that was novel to me. I've been on radio, I've been on TV. So when an idea about outdoor advertising came to me, I jumped at it and went into it. I was in outdoor advertising till 2001 when the layer of the studio got on me, and I went back to broadcasting, precisely Voice of Nigeria in 2001, November 2001. And by his grace, I did 20 years in Vaughan, being a producer of programs to head of units, several roles, head of public affairs, current affairs units, several roles. But more importantly, I give thanks to God for a very robust career in broadcasting. And I retired October 2021.
All right, thank you so much for that, sir. Sir, at what point in your career did you start planning for your days in retirement?
What point? I'll say I was conscious from the moment I left OGTV in 95. I was conscious of the fact that one has to start preparing for a day where you have to fend for yourself and take care of your family aside from government job. You know, OGTV still happens to be a government medium, and veering out into the world of the unknown, that's advertising in those days, precisely advertising productions, packaging programs on your own, gave me the leverage to really prepare for the future. I took it upon myself to go back to school, UNILAGLEN, to learn a little bit of mass communication because I had background in English. So I'll say it's been part of me just to equip myself as much as possible so that when the chips are down and the paid employment is no longer there, you can be on your own. I'll tell you, as far back as 1989, thereabout, I incorporated a limited liability company, Impulse Limited, which I was using to package programs then and meet my clients and package events for them, Impulse Limited. And since that time, the company is still existing. So I'll say that even when I was in government service, that company is running and doing one or two things around the corner. For instance, about 2 years before I retired, I decided that something had to be kick-started, kind of. So I started toying with the idea of, okay, what do I do after retirement? Electricity is nowhere, like we have now. Electricity is nowhere. So what can one really go into that won't exert so much energy from you? And at the end of the day, you need to keep it. Because what is more important in retirement, I must tell you, is the ability to engage yourself, engage your mind physically and spiritually. That's very key. A lot of retirees don't have anything to do. They don't even have an idea of what to do. So going into retirement without having a clear idea of what you need to do is the surest way to the grave. I'll put it that way. You need to keep any retiree needs to keep himself busy doing one thing or the other. Like I told you, 2 years before I retired, I had started this small poultry in my compound, and I ensure that I look at the chicken before I go to the office, make sure that they are well fed and give them enough water for the day. I rush to the office, ensure that I leave office around 4 o'clock and come back home to attend to them till the end of the day. So that kept me busy somehow. I was doing that about 2 years, 3 years before I even retired. And that's the moment I retired. I have some clients that I attend to during festive periods, for Easter, for Christmas, for Muslim festival, things like that. That keeps me busy. And in addition, I equally get in. Before I retired, I've been involved in the media relations issue with my church. I attend an Anglican church, precisely Archbishop Binney Memorial Church Cathedral, and I'm a key member of the media team. So that keep me busy. You know, aside from other consultancy efforts that I go around for. So before I retired, I had already had an idea of what I want to do.
How do you make time from a busy work schedule to plan and put into action your plan for your happy retirement?
There is no time that there will be time. I tell you, there is no time that there will be time. Out of no time, you need to create one for yourself to plan for your future. That's my view. You understand that? Even this period that I'm talking to you about, I have very tight schedule in the office. You need to meet, editorial meeting. You need to go attend the editorial meeting first thing in the morning, and you are not there, you are sanctioned. So, but in spite of that, I wake up early and attend to what I needed to attend to and jump on the road. You understand? There is no time that you find the time. Of course, when you are in employment, your boss will be monitoring you and ensure that you are on your seat 24/7. But it behoves on you to create the time for you, for your future. Because one day, if you don't create the time, the job will leave you, either you like it or not. It's either 35 years in service or you cross the age of 60. You are bound to go. When I was retired, like I told my colleague that was looking morose, I said, look, this thing is turn by turn. It's turn by turn. It's my turn now. Yours will come sooner than later. So just go ahead and add about 5-10 years to your age and minus it and lie to government that you are not yet up to 60. By the time you find it difficult to climb the stairs to your office, you know that the day is cast.
Okay. Beyond having money saved up for retirement and successful investment here and there, what do you think are the secrets to a happy and enjoyable retirement?
Well, to my mind, one of the key issue is to have peace of mind. And you can only have peace of mind if you have a good home and a peaceful home. That's very important. When you are in service, you need to pay attention to your family. You need to pay attention to your family so that when the strength is no longer there for you to move around and jump here and there, your family will be there for you. You understand what I'm saying? You pay attention to your family. In spite of the fact that you have a busy schedule, you still create time for them. When you are retired, they will equally assist you to settle down back at home. It's not easy. You are used to waking up early in the morning and eating the road and come back later in the day. But once in a while, you create time for them. When there is holiday, you hang around the house. Not that on holiday, you still rush to the office and you go out for one thing or the other. You spend some time with them so that by the time you are retired, they will create time for you too. That bond will be there. That harmony will be there. That love will be there. So that's very key.
Time will not permit us to go further today, but our guest for today was to be here next week by the special grace of God. Until tomorrow, when I shall be coming away again on a question and answer episode, I'm Ruth Ibikunle. Do have a bullish day. Bye for now.
Your tomorrow is taken care of with African Alliance Insurance PLC.
African Alliance.
Inspiring dreams and putting smiles on your faces.
Oh, well.
With our children education plan.
Education plan.
And the money appreciation plan.
Appreciation plan.
Our Esusu and Takafu plans are designed for the best of you.
Since 1960, African Alliance Insurance PLC has supported families and businesses across generations. With over 18 branches nationwide and a strong retail team aided by technology, we have the network to support your dreams and make them come true. So come join our happy family of policyholders. Visit www.africanallianceplc.com to get started today or call 080-6630-9476 and 080-6632-5672. African Alliance Insurance PLC.
With you for life.